For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Since January 21st, health officials have identified more than 100 cases of COVID-19 in the United States. It's a fluid situation with things changing daily. I recently spoke again with my friend and colleague from the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, Associate Professor Vineet Arora, a clinical microbiologist, about the latest developments in what we know about the coronavirus. Well, Vineet, thank you again for talking with me. We're revisiting the issue of COVID-19, the coronavirus epidemic, and I just went to the Patterson School of Diplomacy with you to hear a talk that you gave. And one of the things I was struck by, because I heard a talk you gave here a couple of weeks ago, is just how things seem to be changing on a day-to-day basis. Are there some basic things we should be aware of at this point, precautions that we should be taking?
Well, thank you again for having me. And you're absolutely right. Each day there is some new finding, there are new details that we come to know. And as we proceed, we are learning more and more about this virus, this outbreak. And I think that is preparing us much better to deal with this situation. The basics still remain the same. We still have to make sure that we wash our hands regularly with soap and water for 20 seconds. We need to make sure that if we are sick, we cover our sneeze and we cover our cough. We stay at home. So that those basics stay the same. What has changed over the past few weeks is that we didn't have too many cases which didn't have any link with the travel. Over the past 2 weeks, we have seen that there are some cases which have emerged. And unfortunately, we have now seen several deaths in Washington state. So this tells us that there are some pockets of communities where it is circulating and it is being transmitted efficiently. This doesn't mean that everyone is at high risk. Overall, getting this virus is still a low risk for most of the Americans in most of the places across the country. There are very few states where we have seen positive cases. We might see cases in other places as we move along because of movement of people. But as of now, the individual risk is low. The cases that we have seen and the fatalities that we have seen have been in people who have other underlying illnesses, or they are elderly and have other illnesses with that. So those are the people who are at higher risk. And if you come in contact, close contact with the person who is suffering from this illness for a prolonged period of time, then the risk increases. The longer you have to be in contact with the person, the higher the risk is. Overall, I'll still say the risk is small and the efforts are still focused on containing in the small pockets that it has erupted in. While we get more time to keep on preparing and being aware and not getting into that panic stage.
And I think one of the things we touched on in your talk today was we're just not sure at this point. There's a lot of conflicting information and people should be very careful about what sources they listen to because of the propensity amongst certain quarters to overblow or panic or something of that nature, that perhaps focusing on reliable sources such as the CDC website would be the best way to go.
I agree completely. I think sensationalizing things becomes a norm, and that may be the need of some places or some people. But overall, if we want to gather good information, we should keep an eye open for multiple sources, just not focusing on one, because then we have the tendency of just reinforcing our existing beliefs and either becoming over cautious or just not paying attention at all. So both of these are not required at this point. So as long as we keep our eyes and ears open to multiple sources and also follow the guidelines of the experts, and CDC is an excellent resource. Not only do you find guidance for healthcare individuals where they tell us how to monitor people, how to treat people, how to test people, but also for general public, it is a wonderful resource mentors. I use it more as a layperson, because they tell you how to prepare yourself at home, how to prepare yourself at school, at work. So you get all these ideas and neat tricks to protect yourself and your families and children.
My thanks today to my friend and colleague, Dr. Vineet Arora, Associate Professor of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at the University of Kentucky, for giving us an update on what we know about coronavirus. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.